JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Education Ministry supports JTA in Your Science Thrust. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we explore some Jamaican customs and beliefs. This is Roundabout JA. Welcome and do stay with us. The Ministry of Education has given its full support to the Jamaica Teachers Association, JTA, in its quest to explore the principles of neuroscience. This is in a bid to aid the teaching-learning process in the island's educational institutions. Speaking at the JTA's 2015 Education Conference on April 8, Director of the Ministry's Western Regional Office, Dr. Michelle Pinnock, commended the JTA for its focus on the value of brain-based education.
As you explore the phenomenon of neuroscience and discuss how its principles can be incorporated into our education system, we at the Ministry welcome innovations, especially those relating to how schools can be better organized, all in a bid to ensure that students maximize their potential.
The director added that while the ministry continues to review school curricula, it remains committed to ensuring that there is more focus on developing reasoning and critical thinking skills among students. Dr. Pinnock says it is hoped that discussions held during the conference will cause educators to skillfully organize their timetables in ways that will result in learners remaining focused. The 3-day conference, which was attended by members of the JTA from across the island, was held under the theme Reaching Every Learner, Understanding the Brain, New Insights on Learning and Brain Development.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
It is said that if a country is to be corruption-free and become a nation of beautiful minds, there are 3 key societal members who can make a difference. They are the father, the mother, and the teacher. And that's the reason families are being supported on the Vision 2030 Jamaica to ensure that they can positively contribute to the society through nurturing, protecting, and supporting its members. This is all parts of efforts to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notice for today. The Church of God of Prophecy Jamaica is hosting their 74th Biennial National Convention. This started on Tuesday, April 7, and will run until Sunday, April 12 at 41 Old Harbour Road, Old Harbour, St. Catherine, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. This is being held under the theme, Walking in the Spirit, Advancing the Kingdom of God. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica. Back in the day when a house was newly built, it was customary to have a house blessing performed by a priest or a pastor. Prayers were said in all the main rooms of the house. This could have been a private event or it may have included friends who were invited to share in a meal. When a house was being constructed, it was considered unsafe to break ground unless a white rum had been poured as a libation to the spirits. Also, some workmen may have required a rooster to be killed and its blood sprinkled on the site before work began. Some interesting beliefs there, won't you agree? And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share your glimpses of Jamaica with us. To find out how, email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Soyuz, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.